A good chunk of today's daf was Divrei Agada, specifically different pshatim that the Amoraim gave in a pasuk in Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech said, "Kol yemei ani ra'im v'toiv lev mishtetamin." And different Amoraim said different pshatim who the ani is and who the toiv lev is. Right? You have the ani on one side of the ledger, and you have the toiv lev on the other side of the ledger, and their fates are very, very different. The fate of the ani is ra'im. Kol yemei ani ra'im. Ben Sira said even the levois. And the toiv lev, he's someone that's mishtetamet. For him, it's always a party. So, different pshatim that the Amoraim gave. Abayin mikra yoytzim idei pshutai. And if you look at the Mefarshe Mishlei, they all say that the ani literally means the Araman. And the toiv lev literally means the gvir. And the Araman, a hanished essen, and as a result, kol yemei ani ra'im, as opposed to the gvir, he can throw a party every night. And it's for that reason, v'toiv lev mishta tamid. So the Araman in the pasuk is someone that literally is an ani, and the toiv lev in the pasuk is somebody that's an oisher. If you take a look at the Bir Hagra, the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on Sefer Mishlei, so the Gaon says as follows. The Gaon says that, what does it mean, toiv lev mishta tamid? It means someone that's not physically a gvir because he has a lot of money. But it means what the Mishnah means when it says, Ezeu asher hasamech bechelkoi. And when we say that kol yemei ani ra'im, as much as it means an araman in geld, but it doesn't mean necessarily somebody that doesn't have money, but what it means is somebody that's not the usher of the Mishnah, of Ezeu asher hasamech bechelkoi. In other words, the ani and the toiv lev in this pasuk in Mishlei is not how much money a person has. But it means, are you an usher that you're samech bechelkoi? Or are you not an usher that's misamech bechelkoi? And just to read, l'shoinei hazov shel hagra. V'imkein, ha'ani hu, mi she'nafshei rechava. The ani is someone that is nafshei rechava. She'enoi mistapek b'chol ha'shaloi. He's someone that is not happy with all the things that he has. V'chol chalolei da'alma lo yaspikeno b'daitoi. And it doesn't matter what you give him, he's never going to be tzafriden. V'lochein kol yom avron. Ki enoi be'efshori she'yasek kol cheftza v'yemal ha'daitoi. There's no person in the world, it's impossible for a person to satisfy all his taivas. It's not a possibility. So when the pasuk says, the Vilna Gaon says, kol yemei ani ra'im, you know what it means? It doesn't mean how much money you have. It means, are you an araman? But in the sense, are you a samech b'chelkoi? You're not a samech b'chelkoi. Because if you're not a samech b'chelkoi, kol chaloli da'alma lo yaspikenu b'daitoi. And not just that, it's efsher sheyasek kol cheftza v'yemali daitoi, and it's for that reason kol yomav is ra'im of a v'toyv lev mishta tamid misha mistapik b'mashe yeshloi liboy sameach tamid k'moy ha'ish asher mishta b'veisoi she liboy sameach b'eishu shtuye yayin. Listen to this lashon: a person that's in the middle of a party and he's drinking wine, he forgets about all his worries. He's very, very besimcha. Ad sha'oz, afilu ha'melech enoy shavaloi. Even the king is not shavat him. Why? Well, I said, now get the plots yet. Because he's not thinking about even the melech. He's in this little stupor. He's in a gewaldig place. Achla acher, hafiga yenoy ebes, ena besimcha so yisha yatchilo. But it's only something that lasts for a certain amount of time, right? The next morning, it's called a hangover. But someone that's a toiv lev, someone that's an usher, that's a mech bechelka, he's mishta tamid. There's no hangover. He's always going to be besimcha. And the reason this person is always going to be besimcha is because this person is always going to be tzefriden. And if he's always tzefriden, nothing's going to ever bother him. Says the Goyen, when a person's sitting at a mishta, it doesn't matter what you have going on in life. At that moment, you're besimcha. Toiv lev, a asher that's a mech bechelkoi, is mishta tamid. He's always under the influence. And because he's always under the influence, nothing ever bothers him. And by the way, no hangover. Says the Goyen, that's the oimik. You're right. Pshutai shel mikra of this pasuk is the ani is an araman, and the toiv lev is the gvir, but not more money, less money. Are you an usher that's misamech bechelkoi? Are you not an usher that's samech bechelkoi? Because if you're not a samech bechelkoi, then it's impossible for you to be happy. And it's for that reason you're going to be a miserable person. Kol yemei ani ra'im. Yeah, maybe from the outside it looks like it's not like that. But in reality, if you're not samech bechelkoi, you are not going to be happy. But the toiv lev, someone that's an usher in the sense that he's a samech b'chelkoi, he's mishte tamen, and says the guy in the oimik of the mashal of mishte is that just like when a person is drinking, afilu hamelech eno shavaloi. But someone that's an asher and samech b'chelkoi, he's not going to have this problem. So just to end with one knesh, I was thinking, and that is that the Gemara said, Rava said, Kol Yimei Ani Ran is referring to the Baal Mishnah. V'tayv Lei Mishnah Talmud is the Baal Gemara. Rav said just the opposite. Kol Yimei Ani Ran, that's referring to the Baal Talmud, the person that learns Gemara. V'tayv Lei Mishnah Talmud, that's referring to the person that learns Mishnah. So just one Lashon from Reb Chaim V'Lashon in Ruach Chaim. And it's right in the beginning of Perek Vav. Shanu Chachom B'Lashon HaMishnah. Baruch Shabachar Behemu B'Mishnasim. Rav Meir Oimer, Kol Oisik B'Toyer L'Shma, Zoicha L'Dvarim Harbe, V'Loi Oid, etc., etc., etc. So in that first paragraph, says Rav Chaim V'Lazhin, says as follows, L'fi She'ikar HaLimud, Loi Lasik Rak B'Dveikos. The ikar of Limud HaTayr is not just to be Oisik and Veikos. Ki Im Lahasik Al Yudei HaTayr V'HaMitzvahs V'HaDinim, V'Leida Kol Dover Al Buryoi, Klolov U'Protov, U'Lahasik Gamkin Sisrei Pilei Maisa V'Cheker Kvoidoi. The tachlis and the ikar of learning Torah is not just to be davik by Kodesh Baruch, but it's to know the Torah, to know the mitzvahs, to know everything klar, to know the klolim and the pratim, to know nigla and to know nistar. Ulezet sarich lumay biyegiya atzuma lahasig amitas kavonis haTorah lefi asagasai. And to do that, you need an incredible amount of yegiya to be able to be masig the emes of the Torah. V'chol asher yosef lumay and says Reb Chaim V'Lashon, the more a person's going to learn, kein yosef lachbeitz lumayday, the more you're going to want to learn. And you're going to become the sugar from the Ahava of Torah you have. V'yachshav, and you're going to think, V'halavai sheyuchal loy lishoin. Halavai, I wouldn't be able to sleep. V'loy lechal, I didn't have to eat. Rak kol ha'yomim v'chol ha'leilois. Ligo la'ayin. But rather, I can spend all my days and all my nights to be miyagei and to be ma'ayin. V'lishtois betzom es dvoreh. U'kemay mirazal, m'shamoya b'yoshon, tishme b'chadosh. And he goes on and on and on, and he gives a mashal. U'kemoya shenema, ba'orcha the more Torah you learn, the more you want to learn Torah. Because the more Torah you learn, the more you realize how much more there is. And you're going to want to acquire it. I'll just read the mashal quickly. Somebody was allowed to enter the inner chambers of the king. And it was filled with light and with diamonds. And he was blown away by what he saw. When he was there, he saw that there was another door that goes even more inside. And who knows what's going on over there. So he went in there. Every time he opened up a door, he saw there was more. And he realized, if that's the case, I can only imagine what's inside that door and what's inside that door. Now, had he not entered the first door, he went to chap that there's a 27th door. But as he went further and further, he started chap that there's more. Therefore, says Reb Chaim V'Lashon, when a person learns Torah, you're going to have a taiva. To understand and to acquire more. Until you're going to be zeicha, you'll be able to achieve everything. So here they say, but I think we can tell two parakeish noichlin. This is what our mayor said when he said, someone that learns Torah lishma zeicha ledvarim harbe. Because learning leads to more learning, that leads to more learning, and then eventually you're going to be zoicha to all this dvarim harbe. Kol yemei ani ra'im, Mishnah, Gemara. I think anyone that learns this Gemara, we went through it together with a straight face, but that's kol yemei ani ra'im. Oh, but the way the goyin learned in Mishlei, the yisoid of kol yemei ani ra'im, it's because eino the meis v'chatzi tavasei biyadai. It's because at the end of the day, there's certain things that if you want it and you can't have it, so you're never going to be happy on that. No, in that vein, kol yemei ani ra'im, because when a person learns Gemara, he always wants more. Ein ad meis v'chatzi tavas. Listen to some of the lashonis that Reb Chaim V'Lashon used. He says that he's going to be miyageya when he's going to want to not sleep, not eat. Rak kol hayomim v'chol haleilos. That's kol yemei, like Ben Sira said, even the leilos. And he's going to be a sabbataifa. Of course, the most glikach life that a person can live is if he's a Baal Talmud, if he's a Baal Mishnah. But at the same time, there's a certain aspect that if somebody is engaged in this spiritual pursuit and he locks in and he starts seeing the Ur, Ba'orcha Nira Ur, and he gets into the Cheder Apnimi, he sees another Cheder, on some level, it's going to be Koyume Aniram. Aniram, this is the Nimshal, this is all a drush. Just like the other man, he's in the Meis V'chatzi Tavasa B'yadai, the Bali Talmud are the same way. But the Bali Talmud, it's in a Ruchnius Degoy. It's in a way where it's through R. It's in a way where the process itself, on the one hand, yeah, in them Meis V'chatzi Tavasa B'yadai, and you have to be Memes Atzma in order to acquire Torah. But at the same time, the process of Liman HaTorah is a process of Dveikos, maybe just a little bit of an Oymek, and Kol Yemei Ani Ra'in, referring to people that learn Torah, I'll pee this Reb Chaim Voloshin in the beginning of Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, in Pirkei Yavis, which is I'll pee the Goyen's Pirish, his basic understanding in the Pshutei Shal Mikra of Kol Yemei Ani Ram on that Pasuk in Mishnah.